1417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hebrews 12:28 says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved or shaken, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The Amplified uses these words, that we may serve God in pleasing service and acceptable worship. And where it says godly fear, it uses the word awe. That we may serve God with awe. That means that we stand in amazement of who He is. Don't ever lose the amazement factor with God. Don't ever cease to be amazed with who He is and what He's done for you. You can cultivate the awe of God in your life by just looking at what God has done. Amen. I stand in awe of God when I look at the human body. When I look at all these systems that's here and how they all work together, man, I know this ain't, man didn't do this and this didn't come out of no big bang. I had a fella I was talking to one time say he didn't believe in God, so you just believe all this happened because of the big bang. Well, yeah, something had to happen like that. I say that would be just like putting a bunch of disconnected things in a room, blowing it up in a car sitting there. Got gas in it and all. I say things don't happen like that out of an explosion. Explosion brings destruction. It doesn't bring order. It brings chaos. I said, no, we are fearfully, listen to that, and wonderfully made. So if you want something to stand in awe, just look at the human body. Look at all the things and how all of this stuff work together. And man still studying, trying to figure out how this thing works. I mean, just look at creation. If you'll just take a look at creation, go outside and take a deep breath and look all around you and recognize that all of this was here when you got here. And you didn't bring nothing to it. You didn't add nothing to the creation. Nothing. Zero. You added zero to it. God didn't need your help in making anything. I stand in awe when you think about how, you know, I used to think the sun moved. Thought the sun came up and went down. Thought the moon came out. Then it got in science, found out that the earth is spinning and you can't even feel it. And I spin around a little bit and I can't even stand up. And the earth is tilted on an axis. Out there in space, it's hanging at an angle. Got an axis that it's spinning around. And the sun ain't even moving. The sun is, who's sustaining the sun? Who holding up the sun out there? Ain't nobody even holding it up. They done took pictures of the earth, no hands on it nowhere. Nobody doing this here. Spin, baby, spin. I mean, you can stand. There's all kinds of, you can find all in everything that God made. Look at the ant. The Bible says, go to the ant, you sluggard. You lazy person. Go look at the littlest thing, one of the smallest things in the animal kingdom is an ant. You know what I mean? It's just an insect. And God said, go and learn from the ant that I made. I stand in awe of him. I don't know about you, but I stand in awe of God. I'm going to tell you, he's just awesome. To stand in awe means that you recognize that he is awesome. He is full of awe. You think about it, he just leave you speechless. You're like, man. Man, he's... And then he's big enough to create the universe and small enough to live in me. That blow you away right there. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. But yet he abides in me. I stand in awe of that. How is that possible? Because he's God. I stand in awe of him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, therefore, since these great promises are ours, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates and defiles body and spirit, and bring our consecration to completeness in the reverential fear of God. Let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. That's what the New Living Translation says. Let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God. Amen. Bible says that we should cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates or defiles because we fear God, because we stand in awe of him, and we know that sin is not pleasing to him. So I want to eliminate anything from my life that's not pleasing to God. I want to eliminate any activities from my life that doesn't honor God. I don't want to do anything that dishonors him. So that is the reason, that is the motivation for me to make some decisions about how I'm going to live and to separate myself from certain things. There's just some things Greg Tejada just not going to do because they dishonor God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31:12 says, gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. He said, get everybody together, and I'm going to teach you. Moses said, I'm going to teach you the fear of God. I'm going to teach you how to honor him and respect him. I'm going to tell you some things to do and some things not to do. And if you can learn what to do and what not to do, then you can learn the fear of God. Just by obeying those things and lining your life up with the commandments and the things that honor God and separate yourself from things that dishonor God, you are practicing the fear of God. You're practicing it. And when that begins to happen, the Spirit of God begins to rest on you. And he begins to manifest the kingdom through you. Amen? We see in the scriptures that the fear of God is always coupled with several other things. Listen to this. The Bible speaks about the fear of God and depart from evil. That's Proverbs 3:7. Fear God and serve him in sincerity and truth. That's Joshua 24:14 and Deuteronomy 6:12. Fear God and obey him and cleave to him. Deuteronomy 13:4. Obey God and keep his statutes and commandments. Deuteronomy 6:2. Fear God and trust him. Psalm 43. Fear God and give glory to him. Revelation 14:7. Fear God and praise him. Psalm 22:23. So you see that the fear of God always invokes an action or response from you in the direction of God. Amen. The fear of God will invoke you and will motivate you to depart from evil, to serve God in sincerity and truth, to obey him and to cleave to him, to keep his statutes and his commandments, to trust in him, to give him glory, to worship him and to praise him. When you fear God, here's some of the evidences. When you fear God, you will hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way. Proverbs 8:13. When you fear God, you will not obey civil authorities that command actions contrary to God's word. You don't just go along with the government because they make it a law. Just because they want to legalize something that's a sin, that don't mean you're supposed to go along with it. What done happened to the church? We lost our moral senses. You don't go along with something just because it's popular. If it doesn't honor God, and if God calls an abomination, that's the side you got to line up on. You can't say, well, you know, just let people do what they want to do. Yeah, they can do what they want to do, but you shouldn't be consenting to that. There's some things that God is never going to be in agreement with. Never. Something he's never going to accept is normal. Never. You ain't going to change God's mind when it come down to sin. So don't you be wishy-washy and some old weak-spined Christian that don't have a backbone to call something sin when it's a sin. What happened to your fear of God? Don't you try to make something acceptable that God says is not acceptable. This come right out of the Bible. In Exodus 1, 17 and 21, it says that the midwives did not obey Pharaoh, who wanted them to kill all the male Israelite babies. And the midwives, the people that were there delivering the babies, they were given the task of killing all the ones that was male. And the midwives wouldn't do it. They wouldn't obey because they feared God. And that's the reason why Moses wasn't killed, because the fear of God was upon the ladies that were delivering these children. And the fear of God was upon Moses' mom and daddy. And they hid Moses for 3 months. She probably hid her pregnancy too. Started wearing big stuff. You know, you ain't gonna hide a pregnancy wearing spandex. They had the fear of God working in them. And the Bible says that God blessed all the midwives with houses because they feared him. Why did Daniel let them put him in a den of lions? Because he feared God more than he feared the king. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro? I mean, Abednego. Hey, now that Bishop Chan said that. You know what I'm talking about? What was it? They said, King, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. And what they told him, they said, look, if you don't throw us in, we still ain't gonna bow. If you do throw us in, God's gonna get us out. They had the fear of God in them.
Glory to God. Glory to God in my heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.